This is Our First Responders, Episode 6, The Impact of the 2019-2020 Fires.
Oh, devastating. Like, I probably wouldn't like to say what you see out there. You know, it's pretty horrendous, you know. But there's figures of a billion wildlife being lost in these fires, and potentially some of the most rare parts of our wildlife could end up extinct out of this, you know. So it's been, you know, commercial livestock, huge impact, but our wildlife, I don't think they'll ever be able to quantify it, the extent of these fires, and it's pretty devastating what you see out there. And people have lost everything, including their homes, their motor vehicles, their livelihoods. So it's a long, long road ahead, and that's the hard part, to get the communities and all the governments. Now that the main fires have been through and they're now out, let's not forget these people, because they've got a long road ahead of them.
Seeing some of the photos of up around Kosciuszko with the Brumbies. There's a photo group that take a lot of photos of the Brumbies. And within 2 to 3 weeks, you start seeing all the shoots come out of the trees, and you see the grasses grow again, which is always great to see. But in that time, 2 to 3 weeks, for animals, if they don't have food, they perish.
Come across that one car that was full of bloody ammunition.
Yeah, we had one place. They had parked their ute in the middle of the paddock. I think they saw that the fire was coming down Shelley Road, and they said to us, look, you need to protect that car, because that's got all my ammunition for tomorrow when I go and have to shoot all my cows. One of the farmers we went to, we helped save his house. We went back, so our first deployment, we were out. We left at 4 o'clock on the Monday and got back 2 o'clock on the Tuesday. So we actually went back to one of the farmers that we had worked overnight at his property. We went back in the morning and he said, look, I've had to shoot 10 of my cows because their udders had been burnt off, you know, because it was so low to the ground. So, you know, these farmers really go through a lot to try and, you know, come back from that is going to be tough.
Their road to recovery is just beginning now, and it will be in potentially some of them for years and years. Firstly, I always say acknowledgement. Just continue the acknowledgement that these people have been impacted. I think it shows that people, they're not forgotten, and they're still thought of. Financial assistance is huge. Fencing, you know, you've got the organisation Blaze Aid, which is now in the area, which have done a phenomenal job, and they've just been flat out for 6 months, and it's just amazing what this organisation does and the amount of people who are prepared to help them out. I know there's school groups, there's going up there, up into our fire affected areas to assist farmers, local businesses are sending up, donating time and labour, and I think it's, you know, to help pull down the old fences, ready for new fencing to go in, to help feed stock. You know, there's been assisting with emergency fodder, and, you know, a bit of rain we've had now, and we've had some good rain, we'll bring on a bit of feed for them. But yeah, it's still a long way to go. You know, I know one farmer up in Burrowee on the Victorian side has had to truck out thousands and thousands of head of stock into different adjustment areas across 3 states just to get those off the fire ground into areas where they could get some feed. But as long as the community doesn't forget these people and they can still, you know, assist, you know, and there's still bushfire recovery centres and places they can go and put their hand up. I know there's a school out of Melbourne looking to come up and assist any way they can. So yeah, as long as that continues and we just don't say, well, the fire's gone, there's no more pictures on telly or on the newspaper, because there's the real battle still ahead.